all of our sponsors along the way. Grant Hotel, ITC Holdings, Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, Destination Ann Arbor, Rocket Mortgage, and Pure Michigan. Also, Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry and Dean Transportation to make sure we get around. Great to see Media, Digital, and Industry Relations Director at Travel Michigan, Nick Nerbon, is here with us. Nick, nice to see you.
Paul W., it's fantastic to be here as part of the Pure Michigan Tour. How's it going so far?
It's going very, very well. He's got his Pure Michigan button on. Good for you. And for people to realize and understand just how important what we're doing, what you do, and what so many other people do to really get out the story about Pure Michigan.
Well, this time of year, it's such a fantastic thing to do, to get out and see our state. And from Grand Hotel down to Detroit and Grand Rapids and all the way to the western UP, there's so much to explore in this state. So we appreciate you helping us get the word out.
This is an especially good time, spring on Mackinac Island.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the flowers blooming here, if you walk up the hill from the ferry docks down at Shepler's up to the Grand Hotel, you come around the bend there and there's the beautiful tulips, and then I'm just staring out the window here at the red geraniums overlooking the Straits of Mackinac. It's a spectacular time to be here.
We have always been in this location, and we are honored to be here at this end of the parlor, and there's nothing like this view over those geraniums. In my view, the flag, I'm not sure you can see it, well, there's so many flags here, but the American flag in the sunlight, and then the Straits of Mackinac, couldn't be more beautiful. It's a view you can't get anywhere else. Now, in fact, we've got Industry Day coming up. Is that here tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. The Michigan events industry is going to be gathering here at Grand Hotel to celebrate meeting planners, events planners, and the large-scale events down to smaller events that really drive tourism across the state. So I'll be here greeting with folks and looking forward to hearing what a lot of those events folks have to say.
So some of the people that were very much involved with the NFL draft?
Yes.
Boy, do they have a great story to tell, which, by the way, will help Michigan for years.
I think it's going to benefit us for years to come. Being down there and seeing, you guys were just talking about it a little while ago, just the energy in the city and the way the city presented itself, I think, was just off the charts. It was incredible, and the response was tremendous. I think we got positive publicity, and people get a positive impression around the world, and we'll continue to see benefits not just in Detroit, but across the state.
I think it's why the Cinco de Mayo parade was overwhelmed with so many people. I think we will have so many people involved with the Detroit Chevrolet Grand Prix presented by Lear. I think it's going to be the biggest and best ever. I think that the success, I've said it so many times, but the success of the record-setting NFL draft will indeed benefit everything else we do from this day forward.
Yeah, and you think about the Riverwalk, Belle Isle, and all the wonderful things that people can experience in downtown Detroit. That's exactly right. People said, you know what, I think it's about time we got back down to downtown. Let's go see what's going on there, whether they live in the Metro Detroit area or they live up north or elsewhere. People are going to come to Detroit and experience it.
Well, you lead with everything that goes on, Travel Michigan's communications, digital media efforts. You work within the travel industry and with the travel industry for all these great things coming up. And we've got the Pure Michigan campaign, which this year is Keep It Fresh.
Yeah, Keep It Fresh. You know, of course, it starts with the Great Lakes in Michigan, right? We have shoreline on four of the five Great Lakes, 3,200 miles of shoreline on the Great Lakes. So people from around the world want to experience what Pure Michigan has when it comes to beaches and all the things surrounding the Great Lakes. But there's so much more here. So we invite them to go to Michigan.org and discover something new this year for their trip to Pure Michigan.
Well, we hope so. And frankly, as I've said a million times, go to grandhotel.com and certainly get a hold of this fabulous Season of Connection 2024 Spring Newsletter, Grand News. I said that for people who've never been here and for people who've been here 100 times, but you can share with us as well. Nick Nerbon, Media, Digital, Industry Relations Director at Travel Michigan, some of the hidden gems and some of the places that our listeners can discover, discovering new places this summer.
Well, that's what I always suggest when people ask me, what should I do this year? I said, why don't you try something new? For example, Michigan Sunrise Side. from Port Huron all the way up to the Straits of Mackinac. There are places like, you know, Lexington and Port Austin, up through Alpena. And then in the UP, have you been to Escanaba recently? Beautiful place right on Lake Michigan, gorgeous beaches, some of the best fishing in the state. And then, of course, somewhere far north, like the Keweenaw, there are so many wonderful places that may not get the exposure of Grand Hotel or Traverse City or other folks. Look to discover something new.
And where do they go? Is there a place you want them to go online to get a listing of places like this?
Absolutely. Michigan.org. But if you're looking for summer travel, Michigan.org/summer is also great. And if you're looking for more fantastic festivals like NFL Draft and the Grand Prix you mentioned, Michigan.org/events is a great place to start.
All right. So, but we try to make it simple. A lot of people getting this while they're driving, for example. If you just put Michigan.org,
absolutely,
you're going to see online plenty of opportunities, right?
Of course, yeah, of all seasons, too. So it's spring, summer, and then into fall as well.
All right, excellent. Anything else we need to know that before I let you go? We don't get a chance to sit with you like this very often.
Well, one personal piece of advice, Paul W., is to make sure you take time to sit in one of the rocking chairs. You know, that view over the Straits that you mentioned, it's one of my favorite things to do is grab a seat in one of those rocking chairs, maybe a little big porch ale brewed by Bell's down in Kalamazoo, and enjoy the view.
You know, I just found out, I don't have it right in front of me, but you'll be able to find it when you go on grandhotel.com. I just found out you can actually buy these rocking chairs, the exact same rocking chairs from the manufacturer.
That's correct.
And they will ship them directly to your house.
Yep.
I don't know if that's new or if they've always done it. I just didn't know about it, but that's pretty spectacular.
But view not included.
No. You know, we have to come up with, maybe we come up with a big, big photograph and print that and say, send this with the rocking chair with our regards. Probably not going to happen, but you're right. View not included. And there is something special about sitting in those chairs. I did just last night, and sitting on this, the world's longest porch, if you will,
yep,
and enjoying it. And not enough of us take time to do that, and we should. And no excuses. Oh, I can't afford it, or I waited too long. They have enough packages to make it possible for you to stay here at Grand Hotel. And Nick's here to tell you, there are many places around this great state. If you go to Michigan.org, you might put /summer, you might put /events, or if you just put Michigan.org, you're going to find all kinds of places that you should visit either for the first time or again. Nick Norbon, Media Digital Industry Relations Director, Travel Michigan. It is pure Michigan.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much. As we continue on WJR.